This is Dr. Omoto dictating a new patient. Patient last name is, please use a new patient template. Patient last name is Ho, H-O. First name is Josh, J-O-S-H. Date of birth is March 23, 2000. Date of service is March 21, 2024. Reason for consultation. Dry eyes, comma, rule out Sjogren's or lupus with a positive ANA. Subjective, this is a 23-year-old Asian male who lives in Canada, period. He has childhood asthma, but he was doing well until August of 2023, period. He developed sinusitis symptoms, and after several weeks, comma, he was given antibiotics 3 times a day for 7 days, period. While he was taking antibiotics, he developed stomach pain in the left upper quadrant area, which is constant but aggravated by certain foods such as spicy food, greasy food, period. He was subsequently diagnosed with gastritis, and he has tried several stomach-related medication 2 weeks at a time, but it did not seem to alleviate the symptoms, period. He also developed quote-unquote nerve pain, which described as hot and stinging sensation in the back of his neck, which resolved after 2 to 3 weeks, period. He also had insomnia about the same duration. He could not sleep because of the pain. He started developed a dry eye at that time, and he has tried different eye drops, and he is most recently prescribed cyclosporin eye drop, but he has not started yet, period. He uses warm compress, and he also gets IPL treatment to help production of the tear flow from the glands, period. His sinus symptoms did not improve after completing the antibiotics, and it started to resolve on its own in November, period. He has gone to Taiwan with his family, and he believes that his sinus symptoms resolved on its own because he was away from his cat, period. In Taiwan, comma, he has seen an ophthalmologist who has diagnosed with dry eye from Schirmer's test, period. While he was in Taiwan, comma, his mother has developed COVID, and after about a week of his mother developing COVID, comma, he started develop dry throat and dry pain, period. He states that it's deeper into his throat near the vocal cord, period. He never tested positive for COVID despite of this throat symptoms, period. He initially took a blood test after suggested by his friend who is a nurse who also has lupus, period. His blood test that was done in Taiwan show borderline positive ANA, but Sjogren antibodies were negative, period. He was recommended to repeat the blood test every 3 months, and he has sent me the results of his blood test he has done most recently, period. Next paragraph. December of 2023, comma, while he continued to have a sore throat, comma, he started developing joint pain, period. They are located in his elbows and knees, period. His knee pains are constant, but usually aggravated by after 15 minutes of walking, period. It is painful and fatigue and weak period. His elbow pains are on and off period. His joints are not red, hot, or swollen, except his knee looks red after taking shower period. He has an x-ray of the joints and did not show any abnormality of the joints period. Next paragraph. He does not consider himself at risk for hepatitis or HIV infection period. Past medical history, gastritis, November 2023. Next, dry eye, November 2023. Next, eustachian tube surgery of inner ear in 2014. Medication allergy, none. Medication, he's not on any oral medication at this time period. Next, he uses preservative-free eye drops, and he will be starting cyclosporin eye drops for his dry eyes. Family history. Patient has no family history of rheumatological illnesses, however, has a family history of heart attack and hypertension. Social history. Patient is not currently working, however, before he started to feel ill, he was working under tremendous stress in a period. He also admits some stress from personal relationship as well, period. He is single, has no children, and he does not smoke. Review system per template. He admits to dry eyes, palpitation, acid reflux, indigestion, muscle weakness, fatigue and tiredness. He admits to joint pain in his elbow and his knees, period. Physical examination general, patient is alert and oriented and not in acute distress. Otherwise, omit the rest of the physical exam. Diagnostic data stated. March 8th, 2024, MRI of the head and brain, shows negative MRI of the brain, except increased fluid signal and mucosal hypertrophy within the paranasal sinuses, which may indicate inflammatory sinus disease. X-ray dated X-ray dated February 9, 2024. Right knee X-ray is normal. Dated, next paragraph, dated January 17, 2024, eye exam shows dry eyes. Next paragraph. Next dated January 2nd, 2024. Thrombophilia test, comma, thyroid function test are normal, period. His ANA is positive at titer of 1, column 160 with speckled pattern, comma, dsDNA is negative, comma, ENA is negative. IgE shows elevated at 161, comma, less than 100 is normal. CBC is essentially normal. Vitamin B12, ferritin are adequate. UA is negative. Hemoglobin A1C is normal. Metabolic panels are within normal range except for total bilirubin of 33, comma, up to 20 is a normal range. Lipid panels are adequate, comma, SPEP, SPEP. Shows normal pattern, comma, C-reactive protein is less than 0.5. Fed rate is 2, which is normal. Impression number 1, gastritis and dry eyes, comma, which seems to have been triggered by the usage of amoxicillin when he had a sinus symptoms, period. Sinus symptoms did not improve after antibiotics, and it has subsided after he has moved to a different location that where he was not exposed to the cat, period. No dry mouth symptoms, but struggle with throat pain, period. ENT appointment is pending, period. He has not been seen by a rheumatologist in his town, period. Recommendation and discussion. Number 1, his investigation for autoimmune workup indicates mildly positive ANA, but no other autoantibodies nor elevated inflammatory parameters, period. He does exhibit some Sicca syndrome, including dry eyes and throat and stomach issue, which may be also related to dry mucous membrane issues, period. However, at this point, it is premature to diagnose as Sjogren's syndrome, as he is lacking important factors such as autoantibody positivity and no biopsy diagnosis of salivary glands infiltration, period. Next, explain to the patient that if this is Sjogren's that's causing his dry eyes, comma, then symptomatic treatment with lubricant, which may be better if it contains a glycerin. And also, I am hopeful that cyclosporine eye drop is going to be also helpful, period. Next, for his gastritis symptoms, comma, he had failed what appeared to be acid reducer medication, then I would be interested in him to try sucralfate, S-U-C-R-A-L-S-A-T-E, which is to coat the surface of the stomach lining period. Next, I had also spoke to patient about DMARDS, D-M-A-R-D-S, to address the immune system with Plaquenil or methotrexate, but success rate for Sjogren's patient with those modality are not as high as other rheumatological disorders, period. Next, I suggested the patient to also complete the appointment with the ENT doctors for better visualization of his vocal cord and possible discussion regarding the salivary glands biopsy from the lower lip period. Next, he would probably benefit from seeing a rheumatologist in his hometown to continue monitoring his symptoms and monitoring of his blood work period. This is the end of dictation.